A New Jersey man who law enforcement officials claim sold fake identity papers to two of the September 11th hijackers remains outside the country today. Police raided the home and business of Mohammed El Atriz in New Jersey yesterday and say he was the leader of a major bogus ID ring. From Paterson, New Jersey, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Police in northern New Jersey began investigating Mohammed El Atriz about 4 months ago, not on terrorism charges, but because local police were seeing a lot of suspicious documents during routine traffic stops. On a regular basis, police say, motorists would hand an officer an international driver's license and a registration to a corporation. For instance, a man carrying a driver's license with the name Oscar Maldonado was pulled over on May 17th of this year while driving a Ford van registered to Maldonado Construction Incorporated. New Jersey police say Maldonado Construction doesn't exist. It's a phony business set up, they allege, by El Atriz as part of a scheme to sell bogus identification papers to anyone who walked in his door.
Most of these people were undocumented aliens, people on the revoked list, fugitives from justice, various people who wanted to commit credit card frauds.
Frank Van Wee, a detective with the Bergen County Sheriff's Office, was involved in yesterday's raid on El Atriz's home and two businesses. Van Wee says for several hundred dollars and very few questions, El Atriz's operation would provide a customer with identity documents.
You know, they'd apply for an identification card, establish an identity, then they would apply for an international driver's license and be able to drive a car, and in some cases they would form forming corporations.
Some of the documents were blatantly bogus, including a card sold to Khalid Almidar, one of the hijackers on Flight 77 that crashed into the Pentagon. The card with Almidar's picture on it declares United States Identification Card across the top. The federal government does not issue such a card. Court documents filed in the case say that El Atriz also provided Abdul Aziz Olamari, who was aboard the first plane to crash into the World Trade Center, with an international driver's license. The legal papers also say that the FBI interviewed El Atriz in May of this year and said he talked with several of the individuals involved in the attacks. At least four of the hijackers lived recently in Paterson, New Jersey, where El Atriz has one of his ID shops. The 55-year-old El Atriz was born in Egypt. Police said he lived in New Jersey for at least 10 years. He'd been under investigation by the FBI and local law enforcement for months, but Passaic County Sheriff Jerry Spezial says El Atriz appeared not to know that law enforcement action against him was imminent. Spezial says two of the employees arrested at the Paterson office had just talked with him on the phone.
In fact, he had called about 10 minutes before we arrived, and just a normal conversation, just checking on the business and saying that he would be returning in a couple days.
Officers involved in the raid said employees mentioned that El Atriz is in Egypt. Three employees were arrested in the operation yesterday. New Jersey officials say there's no indication that El Atriz had any direct connection to Al-Qaeda, and federal agents say it's unclear whether El Atriz was even aware of the hijackers' plans. If El Atriz is arrested, he faces 28 counts of fraud for producing false identification papers. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Paterson, New Jersey.